Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I stopped it early tonight, I bet you. Let's try this one, because, boy, we all need it. Tell us something. Think I'm lying.
Yeah.
wonderful evening. You're not going to hear a very large amount of commentary or conversation on tonight's show, but what you will hear is some grand ideas I've been having for a long time, coming in, starting my own business, and trying to leave a legacy for my children. I know it sounds kind of weird coming from an old man y'all already know, been knowing for a long while, been on the air for almost 10 years. But most dynamic part about it is it's coming into fruition because more than I saw some of the continuation of the same things that we had been doing for a long while, repeating the same mistakes over and over again, and not changing some of the ideas that we had that wasn't working and hadn't been working for years for somebody else. And a guy told me one time, a pretty good while back, man, I'm going to stop trying to reinvent the wheel. And just like it's always, when somebody says something, I think about Daddy. And Daddy in his parable would had me going through the ring. I thought I was in a puzzle contest the way Daddy used to talk. But he talked in parables and analytics. Man, this was back in the 50s. So, you know, he was way before his time, I'm just telling y'all. And so, with all his parables and analytics, he would have me searching and waiting and wondering, when am I going to learn about this? Daddy said I was going to learn about it. And very early in life, I started learning, you know. And I became so skeptical about some things that I didn't even venture working that much, you know. I worked enough to shoot a little food here and there, but I was constantly picking up ideas and interests in a lot of different fields. And my daddy, yeah. I heard him say it more than once. Jack of all trades, master of none. I'm just telling you, those things, and the way he said it, and the way he identified with it, because he was my main idol. Of course, I had 20 or 30, because in my case, it was a great world of men of substance in my arena. Yeah, some of them was pimps and players, but they had mindsets that was what's right and wrong, and you know, you have to balance it out. You have to, and that was the way I was raised on a daily basis. Going to school, you had to pass by the pimps and players. Coming home, you had to deal with pimps and players. And all through school, you had men of substance teaching classes and telling folk, if it wasn't a shame, this wouldn't be my major line of work. I would be doing something else. But you young men needed some direction. Y'all need some delivery. And, you know, a lot of young kids were not listening to them. But seriously, I was. And so I got the entrepreneurial bug when I was real young. And I was sitting up here looking at Shark Tank a little earlier, and I said, well, little young man came on there. I started to call him a little boy, but I don't know him that well. But a young man come on TV, he was 8, 9, 10 years old. And he had his revenue generation so down pat that I guess he discussed it with his father so much that when he came on air, he was real well versed. And so and it just reminded me of some days when, you know, people didn't like talking with me because I always talked about generating dollars and the different ways I could, you know, at that time, very young age. Yeah, I emptied trash cans. Well, not in that case. I set trash cans out, is what it was. I was like the go-between of the trash man and the hire to a lot of different residents. And they paid no more than $1 a week sometimes, depending on who it was and how bad they needed to dump and how much they would put out there. Because I wouldn't put out some trash because it didn't. Well, you know how that is. You know. You turn some folk down just because you know. So anyhow, so tonight, I'm just going to be bugging you all about some of the great things going on at both Mr. Al Wash's places, which is we got some shows coming up, and you act like you really don't care about some of the shows, but I'm gonna tell you something. Some of these shows, which consist of. Well, I know you all already know. That this one of the shows that's coming in is one of our dear friends, Steve Harvey's best friend, Cedric the Entertainer. They'll be in February. But then there's a couple of other shows that's coming up. Cedric them is the Comedy Get Down. And then there's another show, The Love Jones. And also there's another one. See, this is what I'm talking about. You're getting well versed on the shows that's coming up and how you might have access to them. But the thing is, you all don't plan anymore. You want something so bad sometimes, you'll go halfway and just getting it and end up doing something else simply because you don't have patience. And that's something that, you know, I try to tell people a lot of the different times, yeah, I got the patience of Job. Because I want to see stuff like the Christmas party. Man, you know, like that's at the Majestic, y'all. If y'all don't have any memories about the Majestic, then I beg to tell you all that sitting up under the balcony wasn't cool at the Majestic. So, you know, I would always try not to sit up at the top just from memories of those days. Back in the 50s and early 60s, I stopped going out to that kind of stuff, so, to the movies and stuff, real early in the game, when I was about 14, 15 years old. Oh, yeah, I still went to some adult movies when I was older, but regular movies, only a couple of times in my adulthood have I ever went to a movie. Yeah. Never did like that seclusion, that intrusion in my thinking and all of that there. But we're going to see if we can come up with some of these here. That's not one, that's ours. Y'all don't hear me, y'all. Y'all don't hear me.
So imagine Barbara's driving down the street and she sees her property for sale. She pulls it up on the door and she gets a request. The seller moves the deli and immediately Barbara's able to move the property. So Barbara simply walks up to the box, press the power button, and soon you see that television. Okay, now simply press
trying, y'all. I'm trying. Trying, y'all. chains, y'all. We're going to break them chains. Didn't turn out too well. Let's try this one.
And feel. Keep food in your
I can hardly see the road. Was the Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes they can't see. Thank you, Lord.
I learned how to lift them hands.
look up toward heaven and say, hey, thank you.
Look out, buddy. golden tourmaline?
Quarter. It was the first and second Thessalonians. They were the first epistles that Paul wrote in the New Testament, and some say that they were the first entirely of the New Testament, be that as it may. Then in 57 AD, this bothers Paul. He wants to share it. So this is where we pick it up in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's 57 AD. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I'll tell you what the Lord said to me. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, that takes you back to 43, whether in body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such an one called us to the third heaven. Now, there are not different heavens.
I'm working with it, y'all. I'm working with it. Trust me. Don't give up. I can't find a thing. But guess what? It ain't gonna stop me from looking. I'm trying to find something y'all would like. Bear with me. I'm sending it up to you.
In the middle of the world, man.
Critics are calling Moonlight the best film of the year and a flat-out masterpiece. If you see one movie...
All right, now, all right.
Never would have made it. I'm better.
pulled me through. I realized I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare your name? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never would have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it.
Got 2 weeks. It'll put you all out of your misery. Go on and go to sleep. to Queens with this 15, because I'm out of here. I talk with y'all old fashioned.